Well, can you remember in the 20s how Millardville was developing as far as buildings and what was still unsettled land and what was still bush in effect? Can you remember that?
Well, yes. In the 20s, Rochester wasn't there then. I think it must have been about in 1926, something like that. They started opening Rochester a short distance. It was about the limit north. And from the Millside School to Boots Farm, there was no houses in there then. It was all farming there. And from the middle of Millardville, from the Lourdes Church to Blue Mountain Road was the very few houses on. There was only a few houses built on Pitt River Road, and a couple of houses where Alderson is today. There was Alderson wasn't there. That's used to be a few farmers, and they used to have a small orchards then. There was a person by the name of Penticton who used to live up Blue Mountain Road, and when they started to make the Blue Mountain Road, and Mr. Labrador, he got one of the first houses there. Mm-hmm. And that house is still up there today, Mr. Labrador's house. And then north of Pitt River Road, there was no house at all, hardly, just right in the very group of Millardville, where today's Thrift Market is in there. The apartments around there, that was the extent of Millardville about that size.
Can you tell me what you remember about the method of putting out fires in those days until they got a gasoline truck to do it?
Yes, in those days the people used to have a volunteer fire department, but you didn't have to be a volunteer. If there was a fire someplace, everybody pitched in. They used to have little houses, three or four little houses around Millardville after they put the hydrant system in. Before that, used to be fire buckets. But when they put the hydrants in, they had no fire engine yet. They just had reels with hoses on it. And the first man that, if there was a fire someplace, the first man that that heard the church bell was the alarm. They had a bell for the fire at the municipal hall then too, but it didn't compare to the one the people were so used to the church bell. It's when the church bell rang at different hours, they used to know that this was a signal for something trouble, if somebody was in trouble. And the people used to rush out, and everybody used to pitch in and help in case of a fire. And then later on, when modernization came in, they got quite themselves a beautiful fire truck. The chief of police, Mr. Perry, then, he was chief of everything pretty near. He used to look after the fire truck and polish it too. But he was the only one that looked after near everything. He used to look after the jail in those days. He was chief of police, chief of fire department, I think. And the rest of the people were all volunteers.